Der Eldoradio Podcast.
Ich bin hier in der Essigfabrik. Heute Abend spielen The Darkness live. Bei mir ist Frankie Poulain, der Bassist von The Darkness. Hello Frankie, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
You recently published your fourth album. It's called The Last of Our Kind. And I listened to it and I really enjoyed it. But I noticed that this album sounds a little bit more darker than the other albums. Why is that?
There are some songs which are more reflective and slightly more impassioned, as we say in English. Probably because the backdrop to the album was one of upheaval, because we had to change two record companies, the States and also the worldwide one, and we also had to change management, two sets of management, our American manager and our English manager, and sadly we had to change our drummer also. One or two of us had problems with our personal relationships. So the album is quite escapist. Sometimes the escapism takes the form of fun, and sometimes it takes the form of songs which are slightly more full-blooded and passionate.
I did some little research on the internet and I found out that you are not playing a lot of songs from the new album. You're playing a lot more songs from your first album. Why do you do that?
Depends how we feel, you know. As the tour goes on, we're starting to play slightly more of Blast of Our Kind. Tonight we'll probably do four, maybe five. But Permission to Land, we're doing almost eight, nine songs even, maybe. Just because it's great fun, you know. They have a sense of joy, euphoria, and we tend to do what we think are the best songs we have, because we don't believe in being self-indulgent.
Okay, and before you started your own tours with The Darkness, you were a supporting gig, for example, for Def Leppard or the Rolling Stones. Is there any kind of story you would like to share with us about the Rolling Stones or Def Leppard or Meatloaf?
Well, they're such different bands, those three bands, aren't they? Certainly, if you're talking about bands not changing the show, when you get to that level, it's extremely choreographed to the point where people like that actually use exactly the same banter, the same lines that they used the previous night, and the things they actually protect, they do fake spontaneity, a lot of the big bands. Whereas the thing about Justin is he's very spontaneous and will respond to the crowd. He has the intuition that I've always thought that Justin has a very feminine side to him, but that's not to say that he's fey or effeminate all the time, because he has a masculine side too. So this enables him, the female side enables him to be very intuitive, and he's very good at judging what to do and what not to do according to the crowd.
But do you have any kind of story, like after show party stories you have in your mind when you're thinking about the time?
Well, I remember once with, what would they call, Whitesnake, we swapped a girl who was following us around all the time. She was probably not the brightest spark in the bunch, and we basically swapped her for a crate of beer, which sounds awful, but we didn't see it like we were swapping her because we owned her or anything, but we basically, the guitarist and Whitesnake, thought it would be nicer to have a groupie, shall we say, than a crate of beer.
Back to your songs. Where do you get your inspiration when you're writing your songs?
Inspiration comes from sometimes from accidents. We try to create an atmosphere where of spontaneity, and one where we have a situation where we have a microphone in the middle of the room. We've created a backing track which is more controlled and has the power is more kind of structured, but then when it comes to the vocal, we walk around the microphone, and we're kind of circling the microphone almost like hunters on a safari, and then we'll only approach the microphone if there's something that's genuinely instinctive, that's really coming from a subconscious part of ourselves, and then we'll because the thing is, heavy metal is the reason people stopped liking it and got into grunge, is because it became a parody of itself. So we're very keen to avoid that.
And last question, you have an album released right now recently, and you're touring right now. What's coming up next?
We're hoping to go back to the States in April, and we're going to be working on our album in between doing festivals. for the first time, we're going to do an album within like a year and a half of the previous one. Normally, we take 3 years, and we're really going to enjoy having Rufus Taylor basically in the studio with us for the first time. We've really enjoyed playing with him for the last few months. Never played with a drummer like him before. He's very powerful. So we're going to go, it's going to be like a very riff-based, heavy album.
Okay, Frankie from The Darkness, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Radio zum Mitnehmen. Den Eldoradio-Podcast findest du im Netz unter eldoradio.de.